Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, let's start off with Dortmund's Erling Haaland. He scored a brace against Mainz to give Dortmund the number one spot in the standings until Bayern kicked off on Sunday.
Yeah, Dortmund's position at the number one spot did not last long, but Erling Haaland stole the show. I mean, the home crowd was thrilled to see him return. He's been out since late September. You know, his first goal came from the spot, you know, after a handball that took the officiating a while, plus a review to determine that one. You know, Mainz was able to pull one back, but then the brace was completed, you know, late in stoppage time, thanks to an assist by Jude Bellingham. You know, it was a beautiful thing. And then to start the scoring, Marco Reus, you know, got his offense started. It was nice to see Erling Haaland. He just continues to amaze. You know, after the match, he added more drama, you know, to the whole result when he gave a Borussia Dortmund fan who jumped on the pitch and invaded it to get a selfie his jersey. You know, so Erling Haaland is winning on all fronts. I mean, the fans love him. His teammates love him. You know, Marco Reus, after the match, talked about how important he is. That's why, you know, he was signed. He's instant offense, you know, to his teammates. And the stats just don't lie. I mean, this kid is as good as gold in terms of producing results. And, you know, what I like most is about what you hear his teammates say about him other than his performances. Jude Bellingham provided his last assist, and he said he sits there week in and week out and tells everyone how hard he works. You know, he's definitely dedicated to his craft and improving, becoming the best in the world. And Erling Haaland looks to be on his way, you know, especially when you have, you know, a player like Jude Bellingham, who's, you know, won his own fanfare, you know, in his own right, you know, to give that kind of support and that kind of shout out to his teammate. You know, Dortmund seem to be clicking and looking good right now, but there's a bigger beast in the Bundesliga by the name of Bayern Munich. So at least they're clicking, and Haaland got it done, and he's back. Dortmund are at one of the minnows next match day, Arminia Bielefeld. I expect Dortmund to continue in their winning ways.
Speaking of Bayern, Chris, new signing Deyot Upamecano assisted Robert Lewandowski to put them ahead of Bayern Leverkusen early in the battle for the number one spot. However, the scoring didn't stop there, did it?
Yeah, it was like almost like, you know, an avalanche, you know, of offense, you know, that pretty much smothered Bayern Leverkusen. You know, the doubles didn't stop. Lewandowski got a double. Gnabry got a double. And Thomas Müller had an exceptional game, you know, had a few key interceptions and provided an assist, you know, as well. You know, the team really showed Bayer Leverkusen how serious the Bundesliga crown is to them. I did expect more from Leverkusen. You know, they did pull one back through Patrick Schick. You know, he did score, you know, and Florian Wirtz provided that assist, you know, but then that was it. I mean, the damage was way done before then. The goal was convincing, very comfortable, you know, before a halftime. I kept on having to look up at the screen and, you know, and do a double take to think, wow, they scored again. They scored again. They scored again. I mean, they scored a handful of goals in a stretch of 7 minutes. You know, and speaking of Deyot Upamecano, it's good to see him, you know, assist and show that he can provide, you know, a helping hand in offense, the kind of way that you used to see Jerome Boateng do time in and time out. So that's nice to see him fill that void somewhat, you know. But all in all, it kind of reminded me of what Gnabry told me, a player I interviewed a few times. He told me the Bayern jersey just weighs a bit heavier. Their practices are more brutal than any match they happen to play in. And this was a testament to that. You know, I think it was just showing, you know, who's the sheriff, who's the king of the Bundesliga. And when they want to, they can embarrass the side. And that's what you saw. You know, Bayern Leverkusen was completely embarrassed in front of a home crowd by the defending champions, Bayern Munich. And I think that they're looking spectacular right now. And speaking of Lewandowski, you know, Erling Haaland scored his brace on the previous day. I'm sure Lewandowski took notice, and now they are once again level on the score sheet. They both have 9 goals apiece, you know, so Lewandowski, I'm sure, is always paying attention to that. And yeah, Bayern is Bayern. What can you say?
Staying with Bayern for a moment, Chris, their record signing Lucas Hernandez is due in a Madrid court and could be facing jail time. What is that all about?
Well, it's surrounding restraining orders that were originally imposed on him and his girlfriend after a violent argument a few years back in 2017, while he was at Atletico Madrid. And then they were caught returning to Spain after getting married. Before 6 months were up, this basically a restraining order was in place. And despite the fact that it was his girlfriend, now they're married, the court kind of doesn't care. It's out of their hands. They were spotted together, and the court in Madrid has issued, you know, a 6-month prison sentence. He has to, you know, spend time in court. And right now he has to appeal to a higher court for them to overturn it. Julian Nagelsmann was asked about this before they kicked off. He started in the match, played fairly well. He completed, you know, over 90% of his passes in everything in what turned out to be a landslide victory. But, you know, the coach said that he looks good. It doesn't seem to be affecting him. So we have to wait and see what happens. A lot can materialize this week. He has 10 days to voluntarily turn himself into prison. But, you know, my gut tells me that's not going to happen. They're married. They have a child. You know, it's just a legal system, and the legal system trying to protect victims in this case. I don't know if that's the case with Lucas Hernandez.
Back on the pitch, Chris, which players had great performances this past match day? And of course, what are some of the big matches coming up?
Well, hey, you, Elis Bebu. I'm talking about Bebu, the Togo international from Hoffenheim. You know, he netted a brace versus Cologne. I thought that would be a more competitive match, but, you know, Bebo has been remarkable. He's one of the fastest players in the Bundesliga. He scored his first brace against Dortmund, you know, a season and some ago. It's nice to see him contributing on the offensive side. You know, that's one thing. And Teo Owoni, you know, continues his impressive Bundesliga scoring run with 6 goals and 8 appearances right here in the capital city for Union Berlin. Not Hertha, but Union Berlin, you know, they're pulling their weight right now. They're doing really good. They had a 2-0 victory over Wolfsburg. And, you know, those two players really stood out in terms of matches to look out for. You know, you have a lot of matches to look out for. I think a lot of mismatches. You're going to see a lot of teams that have to compete on the European pitch. You know, so I would say across the board, the top 4 teams, you know, might run out of some gas, and we might see some Champions League and Europa League fatigue. I'm talking about Bayern and Dortmund, specifically the front runners, you know, and so forth. You want to keep an eye on those two sides and their opponents next match day.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.